You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up, a special live performance by the band Sheer Agony from Montreal. Very exciting. So once again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts.
Hey, folks. You're chowing down on Dunkin's Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Montreal's Silly Kissers from a few years back. Their EP, Halloween Summer, released by Arbutus Records, and that was the song Treat Me Like You Do. And that excellent EP, lots of great songs on there. And Silly Kissers wrapped it up a couple of years ago, and a bunch of their members reformed as the band Tops, and they're still doing stuff. I think they have a new record coming out, so look out for that. And before that, we heard Sean Nicholas Savage, also from Montreal and an early member of Silly Kissers. That was from an unreleased album called Summer 5000. Bye, bye, bye is the name of that song. And a couple of Montreal bands to welcome and make Sheer Agony feel at home. Sheer Agony played Sled Island last weekend. They're touring. They've come out to Vancouver for a few days. And so they had time to come up here to CITR. And they're going to do a live set for you in a few minutes. Ryan Roselle, CITR Superman, is just running around now making sure that they're all set, and the live performance is going to start at about 12:15, which is grand. They are playing tomorrow night at the Astoria, and it's a pretty great lineup. We've got local folks, Jay Arner and Watermelon, and then Alberta's Lab Coast and Sheer Agony from Montreal all playing tomorrow night. There's an amazing poster by Rob Onzik for the show, and it should be a very fun night. Also, just down the street the Red Gate is another show. Let's see here. Lié is playing that with Stress Eating, Woolworm, and Beelines. And there's a special deal. If you go to both shows, you get a discounted cover. So look out for that. In anticipation of that show, I'm going to play some Lab Coast. They're from Alberta. They have an album out on Mammoth Cave called Walking on Air. And this is the song Don't Want to See Ya. This is Lab Coast playing tomorrow night at the Astoria with Sheer Agony. Check it out. Thank you.
sidewalk, you feel so stark.
Alright, so that was Jay Arner from a Record Store Day Flexi Disc. That was the song TSATS, which stands for Throwing Shit in the Sun. Very good. Before that, we heard Watermelon from their cassette on Green Burrito last year. That was the song Hellmouth. And at the top, we heard the song Don't Want to See You by Lab Coast. Walking on Air is the name of their album. All three of those bands are joining the band that we have here in the studio, Sheer Agony, tomorrow night at the Astoria for a excellent quadruple bill. So check it out. Sheer Agony, still just getting ready. They'll be performing very soon, and we'll sit down and have a nice chat, talk about privacy laws in Canada. Yeah, so also tomorrow night, Lié is playing with a bunch of other people, Stress Eating, Woolworm, and Beelines at the Astoria. Let's give a listen to their song, Overtime. Here we go. No, not that song. Here we go, Lié.
Yeah.
right. That was Monster Treasure from Stockton, California. And that was the song All Right from a brand new split cassette that they've done with Babysitter. How great is that? Babysitter, one of my favorites now of Montreal, but formerly of Victoria. And you can find that on Monster Treasure's Bandcamp. They're going to be playing tomorrow night at Astorino's with Tough Age, Love Cuts, and Cult Babies. How great is that? So it's an early-ish show. Starts at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. And Tough Age, Monster Treasure, Love Cuts, and Cult Babies. Great lineup. Before Monster Treasure, we heard Tough Age from their self-titled album from last year, the song Hundo Pocket. And at the top, we heard Lié from their Night Cassette. That was the song Overtime. And Lié are playing on Friday night at Red Gate, just around the corner from the Astoria. Things are still, we're getting so close to a live performance by Sheer Agony. It is sheer agony to be waiting for such a great band to play. We're almost there. Ryan and his merry band of technical crew are running around getting cables plugged in, doing mic checks, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to play a few more songs. Freak Heat Waves from Victoria. They're pretty fun. Birth of Venus is their new single, and this is the A-side. This is Freak Heat Waves on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
On Friday, June 27th, Dean Wareham comes to the Biltmore Cabaret featuring special guest Jody Glenham.
Through the muse, dangling from a strand of sunlight, I don't want to lose.
Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to deanwareham.com. Tambor Concerts and CITR Radio presents Painted Palms with Imperial Mammoth and Jay Arner, Wednesday, July 2nd at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets are available at Red Cat and Zulu Records or online at ticketweb.ca. For more info, go to paintedpalms.net. Rice and Beans Theatre presents Loomings, or The Whale, a powerhouse fantasia loosely inspired by Herman Melville's Moby Dick. Playing at Pandora Box Studios from June 27th to 29th, July 1st and 2nd, 4th and 5th. All shows are at 8 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee on the 5th. Tickets are available at loomings.brownpapertickets.com.
CITR has revived. Its long dormant beginner show, It Ain't Easy Being Green. With the support of experienced programmers, this show offers fully trained CITR members, especially students, the opportunity to get on the air.
Thursday, THURSDAY. Thursday.
11.
It Ain't Easy Being Green on CITR 101.9 FM.
Turn.
All right, that was Slow Learners from their brand new, almost released EP. It's called Growing On You. Grow On You, just Grow On You. And they're going to be releasing that Saturday, or July 11th. I'm not sure what day of the week it is, at the Astoria. And they've got a bunch of pals that are going to play with them. It's going to be great. So check it out. And I'm not sure if it's streaming yet online, but it'll be up soon, and it should be great. Slow Learners, excellent live band. You should definitely check it out. Before that, we heard Kicking Giant from Olympia, Washington, from, I think, the mid-90s, a while ago now. That was from their Secret Teenage Summer cassette. That was Fuck the Rules. Yeah. All right, you say it, Taewon Yu. And at the top, we heard Freak Heat Waves from Victoria with their brand new single, Birth of Venus. We are getting real close to hearing Sheer Agony. They are doing all sorts of mic checks out there. They sound great. Once we hear them live, it'll have been worth the wait. And in anticipation of that, we're going to play their label mates, Brave Radar. They have a song. They have a new EP out called Message Center on Fixture Records, which is their record label. And this is the song Too Long Weekend. A very long weekend coming up. People are taking off Monday, making it a 4-day weekend. I need to find people to help me move, and everybody's out of town. It's kind of a disaster. So, Too Long Weekend. I hear what you're saying, Brave Radar. It is too long of a weekend. It's too tempting, and everybody's abandoning me. Here we go. Here is Brave Radar with their song Too Long Weekend. Almost ready to play it. Here we go. Here it is. Here's Brave Radar.
I know.
right. That was Free Love Fenner from the Fixture Records compilation number 2, released in 2010, the song Workshop. And before that, we heard the masters behind Fixture Records, Brave Radar, with their song Too Long Weekend. I'm now very happy to announce Sheer Agony playing live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Here we go, Sheer Agony.
5, 4. Hi, we're Sheer Agony. We're going to be with you for the next half hour or so. We're going to start off with a song called Flash in the Pans.
Heard that they were big in Japan, flash in the pans, lots of fans, so I thought I'd go. Stunned the crowd with dazzling lights, my shirt is unpressed, for I've been out all night, and the day is more bright than I'll ever be. I just hope that she can forgive me if she even remembers. There's not a soul around to bring my mind.
So that was a song called The People Left from our tape, which was put out by Fixture Records last year.
Excellent.
Yeah. And where's She Agony? I'm Jackson. On the 12 Buddy is Christian Simmons. On bass, Marcus Lake. On drums, Greg Napier. And we're going to play one called Debonairs, which is from our forthcoming record. And it's quite long. We like to stretch it out sometimes. We like to just, you know, show our versatility a little bit. So here we go. Thank you. Sheer Agony still here with you on CITR. Just give me a moment to get my jacket off.
I think that was a good one, but we should do that again.
Oh, yeah, I think we need to do another take of that one. Yeah.
Round two.
Yeah. This isn't live, right?
Wait, what's next?
Next is a song called Goodbye Cream. Or actually, yeah, Chris has got an idea there. Let's do one called Anthony Ivy. Okay.
One and then the other.
One and then the other. So this is our last one of the half hour, and it's a song called I have a new life with
All right. Great job, Sheer Agony. That was Montreal's Sheer Agony, performing live in studio from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Big thanks to Ryan Rozelle and Sarah Cordingly for making sure that session sounded as awesome as it did. And they're just making their way to the studio now to have a little chat about how things are going. Stay tuned after the show. Hannah with Chips and Dip will be coming up. And she's very graciously given us 10 minutes of her time so that we can have a quick talk. And lots of great afternoon programming here on CITR. Make sure to stay tuned. And if you like what you hear, the podcast server is down right now, but we'll find a way of putting up a link of this live show, and the podcasts should be all set by next week. A reminder that Sheer Agony are playing tomorrow night at the Astoria. They're playing with Lab Coast from Alberta, Jay Arner, and Watermelon. You guys familiar with Jay Arner or Watermelon or any of those bands?
Arner we're familiar with, played with them
in Edmonton
last Thursday, I suppose it was, and we were
pardon me
a noise is normal. It's part of the broadcast.
we actually kind of had to hit the road from Edmonton really quick because we were driving to Calgary right after we played, so we saw I think 2 J. Arner songs and kept walking out, and we'd walk out and they'd go, "Those bastards." They're the only people left in the bar.
It happens. But you guys had to get to Sled Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how was Sled this year?
Oh, terrible.
Drier?
Really bad. Had a terrible time.
Yeah, what a nightmare.
Oh boy.
It was really fun.
Cool.
But I didn't really watch much music.
Yeah.
But I had a nice time. I ate a lot of veggie burgers.
Good.
I got it's to go swimming to in the Palliser pool. I almost got swept down the Bow River, which was exciting. You know, it was thrills and chills. Did you guys have a good time? Other fellas in Sheer Agony?
Well, I spent most of it at my mom's house because I'm from Calgary.
So oh, perfect.
Yeah.
A little family time, a little band time.
Watched some really bad movies. Good. It was great.
And so now you're in Vancouver for a few days. You're going to play tomorrow night, and you're just hanging out for a couple days? Looking for house parties in trouble?
Looking for house parties in trouble. Yeah, well, we've been to Vancouver once before. It was 2 years ago. But in the years previous to that, Christian and I were in another band called Play Guitar, mm-hmm. and we came out here every summer for a few years, too. And so we would just come out and hang out with our friends who lived this place. It was always just called The Mansion, and we'd just go and,
oh yeah, The Mansion,
and we'd just stay at The Mansion for
R.I.P.
a week at a time. Yeah, The Mansion was just torn down a few months ago, I think.
Very recently, yeah.
Yeah. But that was always kind of the center of things whenever we'd come here, and now we don't know what to do. Where can you play a party with 2 days notice now?
Yeah. Talk to Ryan. His sometimes has shows. And I wanted to ask you guys about Fixture Records, because it seems, at least here on the West Coast, the last few months, I have discovered Fixture. So Free Love Fenner, Chevalier Avant-Garde,
yep.
Brave Radar, and you guys, it's like quite the I don't know, you guys are the heavy hitters.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really glad they asked us to do stuff with them.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually one of the songs we played, Flash in the Pans, was the first thing I put up, and Tessa just kind of asked us if we wanted to put out a 7-inch with them, so there we were, and now they're stuck with us.
So it's a couple that runs the label?
Yes.
And they're in the band Brave Radar as well?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Tessa Smith and Connor Pendergrast, and they've been a couple forever, and they've been in Brave Radar for, I think, 6 or 7 years now. That band's been a band.
Just a little break in the middle there, but
yeah, they had a little break in the middle, but it's going strong now. But Fixture is just kind of a really great little label.
Fixture.
It's a fixture, yeah. But they also, what else? They put out the Home Shake tape, which is our buddy Peter Sagar, Mavo 7-inch.
They put out these compilations periodically too with all the bands that they either have on their roster or have been or will be affiliated with.
Yeah, that was the first song of yours that I heard was the Physical Lime song.
Which we should have done.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Whatever you have to go to the Astoria to see Marcus play a bass solo.
Yeah.
Can't get it on radio.
That's great. And you guys are working on an album right now?
It's done. It's in the can. It's just that I'm really dragging my heels on getting the album art finished. But I just found out yesterday that the the photo came out okay that I was hoping to use, but I haven't seen it yet. I've just been told. So I'll hopefully get a JPEG and tomorrow.
Good.
Just scribble some stuff on it and call it a day.
And you'll have some records. You have 7 inches out and stuff like that as well.
Not with you.
Well,
that's okay.
Just at Sled, we sold the absolute last copies of everything we've physically put out, and there are just none left to sell anywhere except for maybe like a record store in Japan or something.
So Ryan bought it. That's what's going on. Ryan bought the last
one. The last one, yeah, Ryan.
Unruly Sisters.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so if people want to hear your music, they should go to the Astoria.
They should go to the Astoria
night.
Yeah.
They should listen to this podcast and relive it over and over. And you have a very extensive Bandcamp and Tumblr that has lots of stuff.
There we go. Yeah. And there's a few things on SoundCloud too, but they're all kind of scattered.
You're like lost. Clues everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you guys like to add? No.
Silence.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Any other questions, Ryan?
Radio likes that.
Any funny
stuff.
Stories from Sled that they're not telling us about?
Marcus, were you there when I got booed off stage at karaoke, or had you left at that point?
No, I was there all night.
Oh, my goodness.
Booed off stage at karaoke.
That's something.
Oh, my gosh.
Tough crowd. Tough crowd. Yeah. All right, where are you guys heading after Vancouver? Driving back home?
No, going down to Seattle. And then further south from there down to, I guess, San Francisco is as far south as we're going.
Cool.
Assuming Canadian Border Services aren't avid CITR listeners.
Yeah, we're here with the band Kings of Leon. They'll be touring California soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I don't know why Kings
this
of Leon.
This is default.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's give... should we listen to a quick song from your latest 7-inch? Good Cats Go to Heaven?
Yeah, go
nice
for it.
Quick song. You didn't play that just
a little
now,
shorty.
Did you?
No. Sure didn't.
Okay, great.
If
okay,
did,
so that's it.
Recognized it. Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks so much for the performance. That was awesome.
Thank you very much.
And make
yeah,
sure
thank you so much.
Everyone
thank
out
you.
There go to the Astoria tomorrow night. This is Sheer Agony.